Bill O'Reilly. Welcome to the No Spin News. Tuesday, December 8th, 2020. Stand up for your country. You are about to enter a no propaganda zone. All right. It's a lively week. I like all this, by the way. You know, some people are really mad at me and, you know, okay. I'm a big mouth. You have a perfect right to sound off. If you don't like what I say, I'm going to rebut, but I'll do it in a fair way. But we got tons of mail, and I'm going to read a lot of it tonight. We also have Goldberg, Bernie Goldberg, on deck because he's the media guy, and he follows all this. He read my column. He's coming on up. But first, I want to give you a rundown of the realistic picture of President Trump's challenge to the vote. So, you know, again, and you know this, you have to know this, there are a lot of people on radio and television just making stuff up, just telling you stuff that isn't true on both sides, because they want your money and they want your attention. But they don't care if it's true or not. And a lot of you, well, maybe not a lot, because we have a very intelligent, smart, perceptive audience here. And I'm not saying that to patronize you. It's true. But some of you buy the propaganda because you believe what you want to believe. And that's a human condition. We believe what we want to believe, not what's true in many cases, but what we want to believe. So the left wants to believe that Donald Trump killed people on purpose in the COVID situation. They want to believe that. Of course, that's ridiculous and it never happened, but that's what they want to believe. And then there are conservatives that want to believe that foreign powers put the Dominion computer system into our elections to skew it. Okay. So here I am giving you what we know and telling you how we know it. And I think that's worthy. So keep in mind that Joe Biden defeated President Trump 306 to 232 electoral votes. I'm going to tell you about Pennsylvania and Arizona. If those states flip, that gives Donald Trump 41 extra votes. That's still I'm sorry, my math is right. 31. I know I was terrible at math. 31. Still not enough, but it's only seven short. Okay. In the popular vote right now, it's 81.2 million for Biden, 74.2 million for Trump. There's a 7 million plurality for Biden. That comes almost 90% of it from California and New York State. And as you know, President Trump won 81% of all the counties in America. So this is a very interesting profile. So keep that in mind when I tell you what I'm going to tell you. So right now we are seeing exactly what happened 4 years ago when Hillary Clinton lost. You remember back. Then the left were saying the election was stolen by Putin or nonsense, crazy stuff. It wasn't a legitimate election. Trump wasn't a legitimately elected president. Exactly what's going on. Now, the circumstances are different because now the allegations are corruption within the United States, in the voting machines, in the mail-ins, and all of that. So that's the difference. But it's the same mindset that it was 4 years ago. Is this ever going to change? I don't think so in our lifetime. That's how divided we are. Now, the most important legal case will be decided by midnight tonight. This is the argument that all mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania should be thrown out, thereby giving the state to Donald Trump. This argument is not in the Supreme Court formally, but being judged by Justice Alito. And he will then decide this evening where it goes. The best synopsis of this whole thing is, I think, by Mark Levin, the far-right commentator on radio. And I think he's on Fox, too. He has got a really excellent summation of this case. And it's posted on realclearpolitics.com. And it's well worth your time to read Mr. Levin's assessment. He's an attorney himself. The weakness in this argument is that the violation of the Pennsylvania Constitution happened more than a year ago, and nobody did anything about it. And that's true. So they changed the way ballots were cast. They allowed much more mail-in activity in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. But they're not allowed to do that according to the Constitution of Pennsylvania, they being the state legislature. But nobody did anything for a year. And that gives the federal court system what they call wiggle room. Well, you should have done it a year ago. It's too late now to do it, that kind of thing. But if you really want to know the merits of the case, and it's a fascinating case, read Levin's summation on realclearpolitics.com.
You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message.
Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. COVID roundup, a big display at the White House today about the vaccine called the COVID Summit. Governors of Louisiana, Tennessee, Texas, and Florida will attend. They're basically going to tell everybody what they're going to do. The governors are in charge of distributing the vaccine. Always know that, okay, in your state. But to me, I'm working through my doctor, and I advise you to do the same thing. I said, my doctor is the best in the world. Let me know when it's available. Let me know when I have to go, because I want it, and I want it fast. Okay, so the two CEOs, and this bothers me. I got to tell you, this bothers me. The two companies that are distributing and have signed government contracts, the vaccine, are Moderna and Pfizer. All right, let's put the Pfizer CEO, Albert Bourla, 59 years old, born in Thessalonica, Greece. I have been there, Albert. You are a pinhead. He will not show up to the summit, even though the federal government under Donald Trump is paying him billions of dollars, his company. He doesn't show. All right, here's the other pinhead, Stéphane Bancel, 48 years old, born in Marseille, France. I've been there. I've been there, Stéphane. You need to go back to Marseille. Now, the reason they won't go, and they say, ooh, we can't go because we have some government people that we have to work with them on approval. It's already been approved. FDA approved it today. Already approved. Okay? You guys aren't going because you're politically correct, because you don't want to take heat by associating with Donald Trump at the White House, even though the Trump administration made your vaccine possible. I have Pfizer stock. I may sell it just because of this. Okay. Brand new poll, Gallup. All right. Are you going to take the vaccine or not? 63% yes. 37% no. But in September, it was 50-50. 50 yes, 50 no. So you can see the rise. And we've gone over this. If you don't take the vaccine, there will be, you know, you won't be able to do as much in travel, school, things like that, concerts, other associations than people who do take it. 90-year-old woman in the UK, all right? Her name is Margaret Keenan. She's from Ireland. She got the first vaccination. She says, I feel so privileged to be the first person. It's the best early birthday present I could wish for. She's going to be 91 next week. So we wish her the best. Margaret, way to go. And, you know, this thing is going to fast track. Now, President Trump signed an executive order. It says Americans are first in line for the vaccine. That was good, right? Operation Warp Speed under Pence and Trump. That was good, right? Will the press give him any credit at all ever for this?
No.
Mm-mm.
Hang tough, and here's an announcement.
It's another morning, and you're all set for work. You grab your coffee, head out the door, and your car decides today's the day it won't start. Panic sets in. You're not just late, you're stranded. Get ahead of unexpected car repairs before they strike with CarShield, the most trusted vehicle protection company. For almost 20 years, CarShield has saved millions of drivers from repair nightmares with low monthly plans that cover up to 5,000 major parts and systems, like pricey transmission and engine repairs, and check engine light mysteries. Visit CarShield today at carshield.com/Carlson. Plans include unlimited miles, 24/7 roadside assistance, help with flats, lockouts, and rental car options. Save 20% and get a free quote by visiting CarShield online at carshield.com/Carlson. Don't wait for the next surprise. Choose peace of mind with CarShield. Go to carshield.com/Carlson and save 20% today.
Okay, let's go. Here we go with the mail. Maury Hamill, Summerfield, Florida. Bill, you told a woman from Israel that nothing could be done if the Biden election is proven to be illegitimate at some time in the future. Surely that would be grounds for impeachment. No, can't impeach a president because there was election corruption that he didn't have anything to do with. Now, if he could prove that he did it, sure. But he didn't do it. Bo Finta, Littleton, Colorado, outside of Denver. My job is to report, not pander, you said. But why do you think reporting on Trump's legal fight is pandering? I didn't say that. I mean, you're taking that totally out of context, Bo. Come on, I reported from the very beginning on all the fraud allegations and the legitimacy of them. Mike Oberhaus, Fulton, Missouri. Bill, you were very factual in your column. I admit I didn't like hearing it, but I don't subscribe to you because you tell me what I want to hear. If I want to be pandered to, I'd watch Fox News. That might be unfair. I don't know. Pandering. Carlos Pena, Las Vegas. Bill, how about giving your audience a modicum of hope about Trump turning around the massive election fraud? Because there isn't much hope. I think I gave you a little tonight with Alito, but don't bet on it, Carlos. You're in Vegas. Don't wager on it. The system is the system here, and it's corrupt right now. Kathy Reiser, East Meadow, New York. Yes, Mr. O'Reilly, they are shooting the messenger, and right now the messenger is you. You keep on mentioning the popular vote. Biden got 6 million more. However, I find this hard to believe. You know, California, New York, very liberal states, and there are a lot of people voting. Patty Housen, Thomasville, North Carolina. Bill, just want to let you know, I appreciate having somewhere to go for honest and truthful news coverage. I no longer trust anything reported on cable news. Michael Embler, Erie, Colorado. Your audience is upset with you because you keep telling us to stand up for our country, and we look at you as a leader in that movement. You should be screaming from the rooftop about the massive fraud and the courts that are not upholding the law in these corrupt states instead of just giving up. I haven't given up anything. You know, I'm waiting for the evidence, and when it arrives, and I hope it does, I will scream from the rooftop. But I'm not going to scream from the rooftop about allegations. We'll see you tomorrow.